Okay, today's daf is a daf dalet. So let's take it from the last four lines of Gimel and Beis. The Gemara is talking about different types of ones cases whereby the date of the wedding might have to be pushed off. So the Gemara have been discussing, an ones of the hegmon. So now the Gemara says the last four lines, the ones is something completely different, nothing to do with the tsar tzva or anything of that sort. Rather, has to do with a death in the family. So the Gemara says again, four lines down or up rather from Gimel and Beis. Vibais ema mai machmasa ones kiditanya hare shaya pito afwe vitavcho tavuach. If the bread is baked and the animals are slaughtered, vayenu mazag, and the wine is diluted and prepared, umes aviv shachasim, the father of the chasim dies, o ima shakala, or the mother of the kala dies. So now it's a sticky situation, it's very difficult. And Rashi points out here, dafka, the father of the chasim and the mother of the kala, because the father of the chasim, the one who takes care of him, prepares the suda, and the mother of the kala takes care of her in preparing her dress and things of that sort. So only in that direction is it a real concern, because if you push delay the wedding, there's no one there to take care of the chasim and kala respectively. So Gemara says, what do you do in this situation? This is an onus, of course. Machnisin es ha-meis le-cheder. You put the mace in the cheder. You delay the burial. V'asachasim sakal l'chupa. And then you allow the chupa to go ahead and move forward. And then daf dalim alpha Gemara says, uboel bilas mitzvah. And then they have bias mitzvah. And parish. And then they have to separate from each other. The noeg shivas yimei mishta. They celebrate 7 days of shiva brachos. And then acharkach noeg shivas yimei avelis. And then they have to have 7 days of Avelis. So Avelis is pushed off 7 days. That's the basic schedule. Now, a few different things here. Rashi points out, Porish v'yikvaru es ha-meis miyad. So after Bias Mitzvah, they have to then separate from each other, and they go ahead and bury the parent. The chayvin d'chal alav ha-chasna. However, since the chas was already chal prior to the kvura, havi l'gabi k'regel, it's now a regel, because Shev Brachos are considered yanta for them, v'lo'osya Avelis v'chayla, and Avelis does not push off the Shiva Shev Brachos, so they can continue and finish off the Shev Brachos, v'no'g Shiva Smei Amisha, and then Avelis comes only afterwards. So now, a few different things here. What's the reason for the separation? Why the parish already had Bias Mitzvah? Why is there a separation? So Rashi says the separation is because even though the Avelis has been pushed off, you still have to be Noeg Avelis Bitsina during the Shev Brachos, which refers to Tashra Shemitah. That's why there's a separation. That's according to Rashi's understanding. Other Rishonim say the reason why there's separation is because the Machmas Dam Besulim. When a woman's a Besula, the Machmas Dam Besulim, even though they may not have been Dam, there's a need for a separation. And yet others say the reason why there's a separation is because he or she's a state of Aninus, because the mace isn't buried yet. So during Aninus, Tashmish is us as well. So that's why there's a separation. So there's three reasons why there's a separation. Now, furthermore, another discussion, the Gaonim hold that Avelis of Yom Rishon is a Chiv D'Araisa. And Sheva Brachos is only a Chiv Midrabanan. So how come we're saying, although the Chasa took place and Sheva Brachos was Chal, but now that they buried the mace, the Avelis Yom Rishon D'Araisa should push off the Sheva Brachos D'Rabanan. So why are we delaying a full 7 days until Shiva is practiced? So there's a few different reasons brought down in the Rishonim. Some of the reasons hold that the din is that they wouldn't actually bury the mace that day, they bury the mace the day afterwards. The only time Avelis Yom Rishon is derived is only if the Kfur takes place the day of the Misa. But if the Kfur is the day after the Misa, then even Yom Rishon of Avelis is not considered derived. So that's how some explain what's going on here. The Rush quotes from the Adar Ma that says, just like Yom Rishon of Avelis is derived, so to Yom Rishon of Sheva Brachos is also Deraisa, and therefore it's actually Deraisa versus Deraisa. So Sheva Brachos, which comes first, that actually pushes off the Avelis, which comes only second.
Wouldn't that be the same question on Yantav?
This main discussion actually comes up by Yantav as well. Okay. Yantav Rishon versus Yantav Sheni. Yeah. So say if Yantav Sheni, if that's when the Avelis, actually one should be Noeg Avelis and Yantav Sheni, because then it's certainly Dirbanan. But Yantav Rishon, where it's Deraisa, so then in Echnami there's no Avelis and Yantav Rishon Deraisa. So then the Rush gives another answer. He says, the Gonim said that when the Gonim said that Yom Rishon's Deraisa, it didn't really mean it's Deraisa. It meant there's a Remez that exists in the Torah. That was the suggestion of the Rush. And yet the final answer is that Eina Chanami, Yom Rishon is Deraisa and Sheva Brachos only Derabana, but Yesh Koch Beyad Chachamim La'akor Davir Min HaTorah. And they're able to push it off. B'Shev Yatase, they said push off the Deraisa in a passive way. That was the final answer brought down by the Rishon. Back inside the Gemara now. One more tosis to look at before we go weiter. When the Gemara calls this Boel Bilas Mitzvah, that first Bias called Bias Mitzvah, why is it called Bias Mitzvah? Writes Tosas, Bilas Mitzvah. Karile Bilas Mitzvah, Mishum Dechziv Ki Boalecha Osecha V'Amrinan, Ein Isha Kareses Bris, Elamisha also clear. Woman only creates this bond with a person who makes her into a clear that she's roy to have children now. Vaidekach, through this, midabigba, she's going to clear. He'll cling to her, she'll cling to him. Ubarn lide piyarivya. So that's why it's called bias mitzvah, because it paves the way to allow now for the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Peruvu. So back inside the Gemara now. So this is the Seida Hayom. This is the onus. Again, they got married. There's Bia, there's Prisha, then there's Yimei Mishta, and then Sheva, Shivas Yimei Avelus. And then the Gemara says, three lines down from the top here, V'chol Osan Hayom, all those days, Hu Yashin Bein Ha'anashim, he must be separate, sleeping amongst the men, V'hi Yashena Bein Ha'anashim, and she must sleep amongst the women. There's an Isser Yichud, we'll see exactly why there's a need for a separation. But that's what the Gemara says, there's a need for separation. And you don't hold back any of the makeup or dressing up that she wants to do, because even though Avela, she's not allowed to wear certain types of makeup, but since she's also a Kala, the din is by a Kala, we're makel, even Lagabe her Avela. So she's allowed to continue to dress up. The Dafka, and this is all true, like we saw in Rashi, on Daf Gimel, there's only true Dafka, Aviv Shachasan, Oima Shakala, the Leka Inish Jatarchlu, because if the father, the Chosin doesn't have the father, or the Kal does not have the mother, they don't have the proper parent to be able to prepare them. I mean, we understand these are it's probably very different in Bizman Azeb, but the Chosin's mother probably does a lot more than his own father does, but back then things were different. But either way, that's how the Gemara distinguishes. But if it were to be the opposite, the Chosin lost his mother, or the Kal lost their father, then that wouldn't change anything. They could still delay the chasna because the other relevant parent is still alive. So it comes along now, Amar Afram Bar Papa, Amar Rav Chista, Lo Shanu Ella, Shenosin Maim Al Gabe Basa. This is also only true when they already pour the water over the basa, which is part of the preparation. And if they didn't have they didn't have it now, the wedding, that would then, they would get ruined because they only have, a few hours to prepare the meat. And if they don't have the wedding, they can't just sell it and get rid of it. It needs to be eaten right now. They didn't pour the water on the basar. Mizdabin, the meat's not going to go bad. And you could still sell it. There's no rush, no urgency. That's not the biggest deal. And they would be able to delay the wedding at that point. Amar Rava, ubichrach, however, in a big city, even if they did pour the water of the meat, which meant there were only a few hours left before it spoiled, you could still delay the wedding because selling the meat is not a big deal in the city. There's so many people there, so many interested consumers, you could sell it in that short period of time. And the flip side, Amar Papa, ubekfar, in a village where the consumers were very little, so then, even if they didn't pour the water in the busser, which meant there was more time to actually sell it, still, lo mizdabein, you couldn't sell it because not that many consumers around, in which case you would have to get married immediately because the water, even if the water wasn't poured over the meat. So the Gemara says, and Ela Rav Chista Hei Chameshkachas, if we're saying in the krach, in the big city, even if the water was there, you could sell it. And if the kfar, even if the water was not poured, you have to sell it as well. So what is the situation that he's actually talking about where you'd have to delay the wedding? So Amar of Ashi Kagon Masi Machsa, this particular city, where the Mafka Bekrach or Mafka Mekfar, it's not quite as big as a city, but yet it's not quite as small as a Kfar. So that's the situation where you're talking about. Somewhere in the middle is the situation where we're distinguishing between Bein Nasa and Bein Lo Nasa. That if you pour the water in Kfar and Masi Machsa, so then you're limited time, you have to get married right away. If you had not poured the water, so since it's a sizable city, although it's not as big as a Krach, still, there's time to still sell it, in which case one would delay the wedding and sell the meat, not take a loss of the money. And the Gemara quotes a Brayse, which says this all very clearly. Tanya Kavasa de Rav Chista, there's a Brayse that supports the position of Rav Chista. Haresha haya piso afuya. If the bread is baked, the tavcha tavuach, and the animal slaughtered, the hayeno mazik, the wine's diluted, v'nasan mayim agabi basar, umeis aviv shachasin, and ima shakala, machnisin es hameis lecheide, v'tachasin v'tachala l'chupa, uboa bilas mitzvah, uporesh v'noeg shivasi me'amisha, v'chakach noeg shivasi me'abelis, v'chol osan yayam, all those days, hu yashen ben ha'anashim, v'isha yashena ben ha'anashim, v'chein, so too, misha pierce ishto nida, a woman who becomes a nida, who yashem bin anashim, he must be separate. It's a chupas nida, whereby they couldn't have the bia. So even though they got married, they can't have yichud yet until after she goes to the mikvah. So who yashem bin anashim, he yashem bin anashim, and then ve'in monim tachshitim min atakala kol shoshim yom, you don't hold back any of her makeup for the 30 days of her being a kala, even though she's an avil. Bein kach, between this way or that way, lo yiva, lo be'er shabbos, l'matzah Shabbos. You cannot have a beer rishona, not leil Shabbos nor matzah Shabbos, which we'll discuss more in tomorrow's daf, that last piece. So this was a long brisa, which pretty much said the same exact thing we said above, and that therefore supports the opinion of Rav Chisa. So now the Gemara is going to analyze each of these stages of the brisa. Amar Mar. Hu yashen bein ha'nashim, he sleeps amongst the men. V'hi yashen bein ha'nashim, she sleeps amongst the women. Mesailei l'Rabbi Yochanan, this supports Rabbi Yochanan's understanding, d'amar Rabbi Yochanan, af api shamru ein avelis b'moed, even though we typically don't practice avelis during moed, during yantif, or shever brachas, which is the equivalent of a moed, aval dvar m'shel tzina noeg, but that which is in private, such as tashmish amita, that would be practiced. So although they are celebrating shever brachas, still dvar m'shel tzina, namely tashmish amita, would be also during shever brachas, because there is this underlying avelis that they have to be noeg of dvarim shabbatim. So that supports his position. Then the Gemara says, Darish Rav Yosef Brei D'Rava, Mishmei D'Rava, he darshaned the following. Rav Yosef was a son of Rava, he darshaned in the name of his father. Lo shanu, it's not true, which Rashi says, Lo shanu de'ein ne'manim l'yisyached, when do we not trust them? In other words, when do we not allow yichud? Only elo shelo bal, if there is no bia. Aval bal, ishti yishena imo. But if there is bia, so that's the practice. You know, when after the night of the chuppah, there's bia, you don't make the man sleep amongst the men, the women amongst the women, but they sleep in the same house. There's an isser of tashmish, but there's no isser yichud once there was the bia rishona. So Gemara says, how could you suggest that? We just said above, v'ha hacha dibibal askinan. We're talking about when there's bia, it was bal bias mitzvah, and then we said they have to be parish, and he sleeps amongst the men, and she amongst the women. V'katani hu yashen bein ha'anashim, v'hi yashen bein ha'anashim. How could you suggest that the only time they have to separate is when there is no bia? Our brisa clearly says, even when there was bia, there's still the separation. Gemara says, no, that separation of who yashin bein ha'anashim, v'hi yashin bein ha'anashim, that's kika amar, says the Gemara, the last line of the amar, apirsa ishta nida. That's when she was a chuppas nida, and there's never a bia, that's when they must sleep separately. So Gemara says, how could you say that? V'ha, v'chein katani. V'chein is equating the halacha of when there is bia, and the halacha of chuppas nida, that both scenarios is a need for him to sleep amongst the men, and she amongst the women. Gemara says, no. This is what the brisa means. When there's a bilas mitzvah, they can sleep in the same house. And when there's pirsas nida, then they have to be separated where they sleep. What's the chain saying? Says the Gemara to clarify, Hachi Gamar. V'chein misha pirsa ishto nida, v'lo bal hu yashen bein ha'nashim, v'ishto yashena bein ha'nashim. If you look at Rashi, Rashi explains it, Hachi Gamar. Top line, klomar ki kamar v'chein, when the v'chein was going on, ahu yashen bein ha'nashim, v'yashena bein ha'nashim kamar, Ulola mahach b'shlo ba'al kari. That line was when they got married, and if there's no bias mitzvah, he'd sleep amongst the men, she amongst the women, and so to v'chein, when there's a case of pirsanida, in other words, it's another situation whereby there's no bias mitzvah, therefore there'd also be a separation. But in a chanami, even in the reish of the braisa, the only time there is hu yashin bein anashim, and so on, is only when there was no bias mitzvah. But if there is bias mitzvah, they certainly can remain in the same house. Now the Gemara says something interesting. We have this comparison between Avelis.
And this applies to Nida, because it says Vechem Benida.
The Chem Benida is talking about, again, a situation where there's no Bias Mitzvah, even if there's no Nida, but for whatever reason there's no Bias Mitzvah, and then they had Avelis, so then they have to separate from each other. If there's Chuppas Nida, where there's also no Bia in that case, there'd also be a need for separation.
When there's Chuppas Nida, when it's a
exactly. Nida. Exactly. So then the Gemara says, L'meimer, is this to suggest the Avelis Kilalei Minida. Is that saying that Avelis is more makel in their eyes than that of Nida? Why? If you look at Rashi two lines down, Kilele, Lavor le Minida, the Avelis lo mehemnes le, va nida mehemnes le. In the context of if there's never Bias Mitzvah, no Nida. They lost a relative and they had to separate from each other, so they have to sleep in different homes now, because Avelis in their eyes is very lenient and very makel, and they'll clearly override it, so you have to make sure it's careful. As opposed to the case of Anida, if there is Bias Mitzvah, and there's Nida standing in the way, we trust them to be in the same house. So that means, in the eyes of the Chas and the Kala, Avelis is more Mekel, and Nida is more Chamer. They're not going to violate Nida, but they might violate Avelis. So that's the difference. So Gemara says, is that really true? It's such a difference? Is that really true? We have V'hama Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Chanina, Amar Rav Huna, Kol Molachos, She'isha Osa Labaila, in general, Nida Osa Labaila. Anything that a woman, when she's not in Nida, that she's allowed to do, perform for her husband, even though they're derech chiba, would be allowed even when she's in the state of Nida, she could do, with the exception of Chutz mimezik asakos, she can't pour wine for him when she's in either. That's too much chavivus there. And vatzas hamita, and making the bed is also too intimate. Rechatzitz panav yadav raglav, and also washing your face would also be problematic. It's derech kir v'chiba, and therefore that wouldn't be allowed when she's in nida. However, ilu lagabe avelus tanya, we're makeh by avelus. Which means that even though a man cannot force his wife when she's in avelus to dress up and put makeup on, the emes amru, the halacha is mozeges laakos matas laamita merchatz lapanav yad raglav. She is allowed to pour him wine. She's allowed to make the bed. She's allowed to wash her face. So why are we allowed by avelus? She could perform these malachas, but neither she can perform the malachas. That indicates that neither there's actually more of a concern of them violating the avera, as opposed to avelus, that she can do these that which are derech chiba, and we're not concerned that it might lead to tashmish. Well, I said, lo kasha, there is no contradiction. Kan b'avelus didei, kan b'avelus dida. Depends who's in avelus. If she's in avelus, she's allowed to perform these acts because she has self-control, and she won't allow it if she's in mourning because of her parent. She won't allow the husband's yitzhara to overcome it. But if he's in avelus and she's not experiencing any level of mourning, so then she's not allowed to perform these malachas because the husband, although he's in avelus, his yitzhara can overcome his avelus. She's not experiencing any form of avelus, so she'll succumb to the yitzhara as well. So it depends whose avelus it is. If it's her own avelus, whereby she'll have self-control, she can perform the malachas. If it's his avelus, so then we don't allow these malachas to be performed because his yitzhara is too strong and she's not going through avelus, so there's no real safeguards in place. So therefore, we're more machmir by his avelus and make by her avelus. But Gemara says, is that really true? We make a distinction between his versus her avelus? Aviv shachasan o ima shakala katani? That even if she's an avelus, or if he's an avelus, the same halachas apply. Gemara says, no. Ki katani asha, when referring to that, referring to the other dinim. But le'ena chanami legabe, the halachas of Tzasmita and Mosegas Kos, there exists a distinction between the two, but outside of those three malachas, everything else is equal, legabe, the chasan, and the kalas avelus. Hatani doesn't the Brisa say now further, Misha Meis Cham of a person whose father-in-law dies, Ochamosa or his mother-in-law dies, Ein Yachal Lakov Es Isha Lios Kochelos Lios Pekeses, that he cannot force, because now that means if his father-in-law or mother-in-law is in Velas, that means his wife is in essence Velas. So you can't force her to dress up when she's in Velas. Elakofa Mitasa, you have to turn the beds over, meaning Tashmish is Aser, Benoag Ima Avelis, and the husband has to practice and accompany his wife in some level of avelus there. So there is no distinction between his or her. When either one's in avelus, they're both actually practicing avelus, the Gemara says. Gemara says, Tani, b'avelus didei, when it comes to his avelus, I skipped the line here, so there we go, okay. V'chein hi, shemeis chameh, o chamosa, ein rashai lios kochaz v'lios b'kesa, and so too when her mother-in-law, or her father-in-law, in other words, her husband's parents die, she cannot dress up either. Elakofa mitasov neges ima avelus. They have to practice avelus equally. So we see that there is no distinction between his avelus and her avelus. The Gemara says, the answer is, Tani b'avelus didei hu yashen ben anashim nisha yashen ben anashim. No. The only time we have this separation of when he's in avelus and his yitzhara is too strong, we have to make sure they sleep in different homes. But if she's in avelus, although there's some level of avelus that the couples have to have with each other, but be'etzim, when she's in avelus, we trust her, and there's no chashash in that case. There is no need for a separation. Asks Gemara, v'ha v'chein katani, v'chein equates the halachas of hu yashin bein anashim, and so on. We said, no, ki katani, that word v'chein is going on akichel v'apirkus, that whether he's in avelus or she's in avelus, she cannot have any makeup. But lagabe the halacha of hu yashin bein ha'anashim v'hi yashin bein anashim, that only applies when avelus didei, when avelus dida, and we trust her, then there's no need for them to sleep in separate homes. So Gemara says, v'ha imo katani, which sounds like they have to practice equal avelus, whether it's his avelus bigger or her avelus bigger. My love, imo b'mita, that there's an isser of being b'yichud, to usher both directions to whoever's on avelus. Gemara says, lo, imo b'bayis, in terms of the house with him. In other words, kedamar le rav l'chia b'rei, Rav told the son Chia, ba'ape naga b'ilusa. When one's in the presence of his wife, he has to respect her and practice avelus together. But dilod ba'ape, when he's not in her presence, lo tanaga b'ilusa, there's no need for practice. But l'gabe yichud is entirely permitted when she's in avelus, except when imo simply means in her presence, in the face, and have respect and show some level of avelus as well. And then the Gemara says, Ravashi answers, Ravashi says, what do you mean? Me, kadames avilusa dehacha, avilusa de alma. Could you compare the avelus of our case? Our case is a unique avelus of the chassan and kala getting married. It's a very strange scenario. It does happen once in a while, unfortunately. But it's a very strange avelus. Don't use our model to talk about avelus in general. Avelus de alma chamer. Everyone understands avelus, that one experience avelus, it's chamer. No one's going to violate the issur of avelus and tashra shemita. However, avelus de hacha here, when the chassan and kala, and they delay the burial and delay the shiva, in their eyes, everything looks very meiko. The fact that they push it off a week, the whole thing in their eyes looks like a joke, and that's why there's a concern, kevin da kili bei rabban, in terms of a pushing it off, it's viewed in their eyes as something very low and very weak. And therefore there's a chashash, they might be mazals, and that's why we have to have extra safeguards in regards to this avelus. But in general, we don't make a distinction if he's avelus or her avelus. They don't make them sleep in separate homes. Of course they sleep in the same home. The only reason why there's a chiluk here is because in the first place, they were mazals in that, rather than mekel in terms of avelus, and there's a chashash of a real zilzal. Asks Gemara, my kul, what exactly is the kula that exists in the avelus of the chasen and kala that we're describing here? Ilema de katani boel bias mitzvah oparish. There's a need for a bia, and then they separate. Hasa mishum de kalachal the chalabelis. Not because the fact that we allowed bias mitzvah, that's not the kula. The reason why bias mitzvah is allowed because since there's no kavura, there is no avelus. So avelus doesn't begin until ila Rebbe Eliezer ad sheishim mepesach habayis, when the mace leaves the house. The mace has not left the house yet. Or ila Rebbe Yeshua ad sheisasim hagolah, until you've buried it. But here the mace is still in the cheder. So avelus hasn't been chal yet, so there's no isabiyah. That's not why there's a kula. Ella de katani noeg shivasi memishta. After the kavura, they push off avelus by first celebrating 7 days of mishta, and then acharkach noeg shivasi memishta. The fact that you delay 7 days before the avelus is chal from the kavura, that's the what's makel here, and that might lead to a terrible zilzal. So let's quickly recap what we did. We started talking about this new onus that was described by the onus if the father is the chassan's father, or the kala's mother dies. So then we have the whole process of a bol bias mitzvah, parish, sheva brachos, and then we have avelus. And then we spoke at him sleeping amongst the men, she amongst the women, and we discussed that this whole concern is only when they did not pour water over the basar. He poured water over the basar, now it's really, the clock is ticking here. We said, in a krach, there's no real chashash, even the water is poured over the basar, there's no chashash. In a kfar, even the water wasn't poured, there's still the clock is ticking because very little consumers. The whole distinction of mime versus no mime is in a masamachs, it was somewhere in between a big city and a village, whereby that might make a difference of whether the water was poured on, the clock is ticking, versus when the water was not poured on, in which case the clock isn't ticking, and there's no concern of a hefsid. The Gemara then said that although we don't have a shiva during shiva shabrachos and moed, dvarm shatzina, in other words, tashrin mita, is noeg during yimei hamoed. Then the Gemara spoke about the case of pirsa nida, and how, in the eyes of people, which is more machmir, is it avelus or is it nida? And we made a distinction between avelus dida, which she takes very seriously, we're not so chashash of anything happening, versus avelus diday, we are choshesh, that something might happen. And then we spoke of the three melachas, which may not be done by nida, atas mita, mizikas kos, and chatzas, part of the raglava, and then finally we gave a final distinction of that no, avelus here is more makel, that's why we have to have the separation of him versus her. But avelus in general, there's no need for a separation at all. Okay, everybody, have a wonderful day.
Can we review the maskana on the halachas?